You're listening to DraftKings Network.
All right, I'm going to be a rabbit.
I like you as a silly rabbit. That's good.
Come on, Roy. A little pizza hat.
It's a hat.
Lip color.
Oh, it is a pizza. I thought it was just a little party hat. Wait, how did you give yourself a pink mustache?
Now Billy has me thinking it's a party hat.
I think it is a pizza party hat.
Video settings?
Two birds situation.
Where do we go?
You can change your mustache color.
A studio settings.
Where's that studio?
If you go to video settings,
he's in the grass and he's
studio.
Oh, go to background and filters, and then on the bottom it says studio effects.
Come on, Roy, give us something.
Oh wow!
So you can get like all your pick, like your
look
mustache.
At this,
Roy. What was that? It looked like you were like in a fighter plane or something.
Hey, I got my
winner. Fighter plane.
Oh, it's a theater.
No,
oh.
You're in a theater.
I thought it was like a.
Oh, I like the theater.
Here, Roy, joining in. Look at you.
I don't want to.
Why not?
Peer pressure works. Peer pressure works.
I mean, I could just do this and call it a day, you know.
But you didn't do anything.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Roy, did you just hit us with a meh?
I did, meh. And I'm hungry.
Roy, what percentage of the day are you not hungry? Because I feel like you say you're hungry a lot.
No. Welcome to Mystery Cake.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
What are you eating, Roysif?
Roysif. I got something from Subway.
Wow, eat fresh, you know what I mean?
Yeah, eat fresh.
Go too.
Just another bite.
Don't worry, Roy. We're just here waiting for you to finish. Take your time.
Thank you. I will. It'll take me another probably 30 minutes to finish this. Get started.
I like the idea of Roy doing the mystery crate while eating the sub. At the same time.
That was the plan.
Audibly eating the sub.
What kind of sub are you eating, Roy?
Steak and cheese.
So Philly cheesesteak?
It's like the last place I want a steak and cheese sandwich from, by the way. It's like the last thing I order from Subway.
Really? That's what I order there.
Really?
As opposed to tuna?
I mean, I'll go tuna. Cool. I'll go cold cut. Like, I'll go everything before steak and cheese from Subway.
There was a big study done in the New York Times recently about the tuna in the Subway sandwiches, and they sent it to a lab, and they found that it might not actually be tuna, but it kind of sounds worse than it is because it's probably just some other type of fish that tastes like tuna, so right. I don't know if it matters that much. Ugh. However, kind of a crazy story.
Do you need something for it to be like authentically that thing in order to like it? So if I said to you, you like a Subway tuna sandwich, right? And then I said to you, but it might not actually be tuna. Would that affect your experience, or would you just kind of persist? Well, even if it's not tuna, I like it, so I don't care.
I mean, I think it only matters if you're like allergic to whatever it actually is, right?
Because
if you
understand
like it,
that question.
And there's so much like mayonnaise in it, it just tastes like tuna salad.
It's amazing,
Woody. I feel like I'd be lied to, right? Yeah. Like if I'm going there expecting tuna and it's not tuna, it's like some other unknown fish. It's like what am I really doing? Like Subway's been lying to me.
But
for
you
all
like
these
it?
Years.
You, like
no,
you,
I hate
you've
it.
Decided no, but you've decided that you like in this scenario you like a tuna sandwich, right?
Okay.
But then I tell you it's not tuna. Does that mean that you're gonna change your decision making because it's not actually tuna?
Maybe. Because again, what is it? Like the lab came back, the test came back inconclusive on what kind of fish it is.
Technically, it's false advertising. It's
thank
not
you,
tuna.
Roy.
That's selling it as tuna.
It kind of grosses me out.
Fraud.
So, like, if you show up to a Toyota dealership and you're like, you know what, I'm gonna get a Lexus. I guess you show up to a Lexus dealership, but you show up to a Lexus dealership, you're like, you know what, I'm gonna get a Lexus. You go out for the test drive, the doors open, you just hop right in, drive it around. You're like, I'll take it, and it's a Toyota. You're gonna be like, well, I'm cool, even though I'm here to buy a Lexus.
Well, I guess in this scenario, it would be like if you got a Lexus, but under the hood was a Toyota engine. Everything else about it looked like a Lexus, felt like a Lexus, it drove like a Lexus, the internal features were like a Lexus, but under the hood was actually a Toyota's engine. I actually discovered this. I drove a Scion for a while, and I discovered that the Scion was just basically like marketing, and underneath the hood was a Subaru engine. I had no idea that I was driving basically a Subaru, but it didn't really bother me. I still enjoyed driving my Scion around.
So yeah, technically, yeah, the engine would be a Toyota engine.
Isn't this similar to eating, like, the psychology of eating an Impossible Burger? It's like I'm eating a burger. I want my mind to think I'm eating a burger, but I'm not eating a burger.
Okay, so we actually have, on very good authority, Chris Whittingham, live from Tahoe, eating the Impossible Burger at McPee's Bar and Tavern with an E at the end.
Yeah.
Better man than I am.
A place that did not draw rave reviews from The Gathering.
And this was just Witty. This was just Witty being like, "I've never had an Impossible Burger. I'm having one tonight."
He said he was on vacation, which is why he was going to have it, to be a little crazy.
I vacationed very minimally during this time while on vacation.
Sounded like you guys slept like 1 hour each night.
Oh God,
close enough.
I spent most nights going to bed at 12:30 and waking up at 4. So yeah, there's a minimal amount of sleep. But yeah, I was looking at the menu. I was relatively unconvinced. I wasn't really feeling, all right, I need to have anything. And so I decided, you know what? Today's the day. I'm having an Impossible Burger just to see what it's like. And you know what? Not terrible.
And then you liked your meal and everyone else didn't. And we started to try to tell you that you didn't like your burger. Like, no way like that.
Yes. Shout out to McPee. Thank you for the hospitality.
Yeah. Well, that's what Tony did to Jess the other day with the Monopoly game, where he's like, no, that game sucks. I'm like, I've never played it, but I know that it's not fun.
Yeah, that's correct.
I did not like that. Like having to defend. I felt like I was on the defensive. I felt very attacked.
Yeah, it's ultimately whenever you display enthusiasm about something that none of us know about, I think it's kind of our obligation to kind of dampen your enthusiasm, because you're participating in something that we're not drawing joy from, and so I need to kind of lessen your feeling of that joy, because I feel like I'm missing out.
Well, maybe you should just, I don't know, be happy for me for once. Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm happy. I think that you love the game, and I'm happy that you love the game. I just don't think that it's a fun game. But I can have both.
Now
opinions,
we're doing it again.
Right?
I don't want to have to keep defending Monopoly Deal to you guys.
It's the lesser of all monopolies, right? We've agreed
on
that stance.
There's
two
monopolies.
No, there's a lot of monopolies.
Yeah,
out
there's
there.
A lot of monopolies.
There's a lot of monopolies. But
what was the one that we found that was like opposite Monopoly?
It was like
Monopoly Thievery or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. So I have a question for you, Jess.
It was Monopoly Cheaters.
Yes.
You're in the process.
Oh, yeah.
You're in the process of moving. Where does Monopoly Deal go? Does that
it's
go
in my
your purse? Okay.
Yeah. It's coming on the plane with me. It's not going in a box. I'm not risking it getting lost somewhere in transit. And it's not going in a checked bag either. This is in my purse. Yeah, it's coming on the plane with me.
It's also very easily purchasable again. Like, you can just go to a Target and find another Monopoly Deal.
That's wasteful, Witty. I have a perfectly good deck. It's treated me very well. I've won a lot of games with this deck. It's coming with me to Miami, and it's coming with me on my person.
Have you given Monopoly Deal to anyone as a gift?
No, I haven't. It's a good gift, though. It's a good idea.
I saw you were mailing your boxes down here, and you had a lot of them, like, and you were saying sorry to the person behind me. Was that actually something where you were taking like an hour of the time and there were people behind you?
It was the most, I texted like one of my friends while I was in line just so I could keep looking at my phone and not look at the line that was forming behind me, because I felt so bad. Okay, when I got to the store to ship all the boxes, there was no one there. And I was like, okay, great. Like, I'll have time to do. And they have to measure every single box and weigh every single box. So it took like a really long time. And then people kept coming in with like prepaid boxes. So she'd like take them and like, you know, but then like more and more people kept coming with like more elaborate things they had to do, so she couldn't like keep helping the people behind me. So then one person came, and then two people, and then three people, and I'm there by myself. So I was like lifting up these huge boxes and like, you know, taking up half the store with all of them.
So you were just looking in your phone. You weren't hitting them with, sorry, I'm moving, sorry, Florida.
No, it was so awkward, and like it took like probably like 30 minutes. And by the time I left, so I basically, like, at one point, there were, like, four people behind me, and I was like, I can't even, like, keep looking at them, because it's just making me anxious, and I have to do this. Like, I don't have a choice. Like, I called ahead and asked when I should come to make it, like, as minimally time-consuming as possible and disruptive for the store, because I didn't want to be
like
a total asshole.
Like 2 p.m.?
She was just like, come whenever. I was like, okay. So I just went. I went, like, right after work. So it was when everyone was getting off work and coming in to do their errands. And then I finally finished, and I had my back turned to the line that was forming, and I was texting my friend like, holy shit, holy shit, this is so awkward. I have to keep looking at my phone. I have to keep like texting, like I have to do something. So I just don't keep like looking around at these people. And so then she gave me this like 8-page long like CVS receipt with all of the information on it. And I took the receipt and turned, and like out of the corner of my eye, there's like 20 people in line. And I just walked by with my eyes like glued to the receipt, like reading it as if like it's a book, like, oh, interesting receipt. And then just like bolted out of there. And I was like, I felt like I just robbed a bank. It was horrible.
When you're in a line like that, what's the most obscure app that you'll look at on your phone to stop people from watching? Like, I'll take out the weather app and I'll start looking at weather from not even the city I'm in, just the cities I've gone to. I'm like, Maui, 72, nice. And I'm just scrolling through the weather app. What's the most obscure app you guys will look through?
That's such a good question. Yeah. I have like a bunch of like crossword apps and stuff like that. So I'll just like do like a casual like New York Times crossword while I wait. I'm like, because it looks like you're texting, like you're doing something important, but you're really not. Like you're just playing a game.
You guys want to play a game?
Yeah.
Let's all open the weather app and see what cities we've saved on the phone.
Love that.
I love it.
I recently had to clear some out because I think there's a max number of cities that you can have. And really? I had to look up other cities. Yeah. I could be wrong about that.
I've got a good list.
Mine's pretty boring, actually.
I have a bunch that like I've never been to, I don't think. Actually, that's not true.
So are you guys weather app or are you AccuWeather?
I have both, Woody.
Yeah, I have both, but I'm a weather app.
I'm a weather first. Yeah, weather app guy.
Add AQI, I saw the other day, Jess, in New York. Scary stuff, huh?
Yesterday the sky was completely hazy from the wild. It still is from the wildfires, and the air quality was like so bad that I wore my mask outside for the first time in like 2 months because it was just I could like taste the like pollution in my throat.
I saw somebody on TikTok said that it was the equivalent of 9 cigarettes being in the air at all times.
Ew.
Yeah, I saw that and I was like, this is bullshit. Like I haven't smoked my whole life. Now all of a sudden it's like I just smoked 9 cigarettes. It's not fair.
So next time you go to the when you go to the doctor, next time they ask you smoke, you got to say, yeah, that one day, 9.
Yeah. Right outside. I'm pissed. But it was scary. I was like, is it even safe to walk my dog right now? But everyone was just outside hanging out. I ended up eating dinner outside last night. So I don't know if that was smart or not. But
okay.
So 9 more.
Ripping heaters all day. Yeah. Jessica Smetana.
A whole pack. Wow.
I really am Sugats.
All right. What do we got for places?
What do you go first?
All right. So mine are Newport News, Virginia, because that's where my brother lives. Fort Lauderdale, because I have to check weather reports for Inter Miami. Silverstone in Northamptonshire. I don't know why I checked. Oh, you know why? Because everyone's complaining about how hot it was. I always find it funny.
How hot was it?
It was like 83 degrees at the opening at what is it? I guess the green flag in Formula One.
Yeah, the track. No, the lights out. Track lights temperature out, yeah. Was probably like over 100 then.
Right, because the track absorbs heat. But still, like right. English people complain about hot weather when it goes above 80 degrees Fahrenheit, and that's what it is in the evening time here. So I wanted to check Harrison, New Jersey, because that's where the New York Red Bulls play. Inter Miami had a weather delay there. The place where I live, and Reno, Nevada. Those are my most recently saved locations.
Hmm.
Chris Cody?
Mine are boring. I have like the Tri-County area basically here, like the city I live in, and then West Palm Beach and Miami Beach. I have Liverpool because I follow Everton, and I have Lake Tahoe. Very boring. Ooh. Sorry.
Yeah. What's in Lake Tahoe right now?
66.
You see that there were fires in Lake Tahoe like right after we left and like and the water there was all polluted? You got to dodge at just the right time, huh?
For real.
Did you see that viral video of like the bear and the cub like going like right on the beach right there, like right where we were walking essentially.
Wow.
Jess, what do you have on your weather app?
I have New York, Chicago, Miami, Miami Beach, and Cape Town.
That's it, huh?
South Africa?
Yeah, my sister lives there.
Really?
Yeah. But the last time I was in Miami, the studio is obviously Miami Beach, and it was raining in Miami Beach, but I wanted to make sure my flight wasn't going to get delayed. So I was like, maybe it's not raining in Miami. And the temperature is actually different. You guys probably already know this because you live there, but Miami Beach, Miami, different temperatures sometimes.
I also wonder when AccuWeather or the weather app is picking Miami, where do they drop the pin and say, this is Miami?
I
this
think
is
it's
what
part
the weather
of downtown.
Is like.
It's City Hall usually, yeah. That's what it is for New York, yeah.
Really?
Because City of Miami proper is downtown Brickell and then like a couple areas outside of that, but that's like City of Miami proper.
So Jessica probably shouldn't even check that. She should check like what's the nearest municipality near the airport?
Probably
look up Miami Airport.
Unincorporated, like Flagami area.
What's the weather like in South Africa right now?
Well, right now it's winter, so it's 50 degrees. Ooh.
Ooh. What time is it over there?
They're 7 hours ahead of us, so it's 8 o'clock.
The airport seems like the hottest place on my drive home, just because I'll look at like the temperature on the car, and every time I drive past the airport, it's like 5 degrees hotter than anywhere else. Mm-hmm. And I think it has to be all the asphalt, right?
Yeah.
And also, like, when you go by an airplane, there's like that kind of glare that comes off it that just makes it look like it's pulsating with heat.
I hate driving past the airport. I don't understand it. Everybody's in their car like they've never seen an airplane before, and traffic just slows down to watch airplanes take off and land.
One time when I was in Cape Town visiting my sister, the pilots were late to get to the plane, and the plane had been sitting on the tarmac, and it was in the summer, and we had to get like delayed 2 hours because they said the air conditioning wasn't on, and it was so hot in the plane that we couldn't board.
Yeah.
So I think the airport tarmac is a hot place in general.
Tony, on our flight out of Reno, we had like an air that was an air situation where it was just like air that was recirculated from the outside or something, like wasn't air conditioned.
It was like a blow dryer, essentially.
Yeah.
Just
was,
like being pushed out.
It was like
to
11
us.
Minutes of that, and then I guess they somehow got the air working, because if we had to go an hour and 10 minutes to Salt Lake City with that would have been a problem.
It was so hot.
What's the fastest a commercial plane can go? Because I'm surprised that like when planes get delayed sometimes, they can't like speed up a certain extent to make. I know they probably can a little bit, but.
You know what's funny is that I've actually been on flights that have been slightly delayed where the pilot is like, I'm going to try to make up some time here and get you in on time. It's like, why weren't we always trying to get there as quick as possible? Like, why are we lollygagging in the middle of the air? Why don't we get there so we can take off, land, get me there as quickly as we can? Safely, of course, but come on.
I also believe that our ability to travel through the air has not really improved that much since like the 1970s.
Wow.
And like, we were always kind of able to go, I think it's like 575 miles an hour. And that's about as fast as we can go, and that hasn't changed.
I mean, similar to space travel, I feel like we've regressed in terms of air travel, right? Because we used to have Concords where we can get like across the Atlantic in like 3 hours, and then they just stopped doing that. I'm assuming it was too expensive or something, right?
I think they have like improved the technology, but the maximum like efficiency is the commercial airlines that we fly right now in terms of like the fuel and the amount that can be transported and things like that. Although I am not an expert, I will caveat that statement.
Roy, where have you been? What's on your phone?
I'm interested to see Roy's.
Chicago, New York, DC, Orlando, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Miramar, Miami Beach.
Wow. We have a lot of similar ones. I have Miami, New York, Orlando, Westchester, Bristol, Washington, Kendall, Chicago, Kissimmee.
Oh, and Bristol. Kissimmee,
the microclimate in Kissimmee.
Yes.
Very Tampa, important. New Orleans, Nassau, Philadelphia, ooh. Atlanta, Barbados, Los Angeles, Minneapolis, West Palm Beach, Miami Beach, and Siesta Key.
You have so many.
You don't delete them? You don't delete them when you're done with them?
Well, now you see why I said that there's a max, apparently.
This is why you brought it back to Roy, right? Just so you could read your list?
Well, the thing is like, I've never been to LA. I don't know why. I guess that's a preset on my phone, right? Because I've never been to LA.
It usually is.
Minneapolis, I've never been to either, but I think that I was looking that up for like Super Bowl a couple of years ago. Yeah. And like comparison, like how's the weather this year compared to that year?
It was freezing. I think it was like 4 degrees.
Horrible. It was horrible.
Yeah. I had a friend who went and it was like miserable.
I spent 8 days in the Mall of America.
Oh my God!
I was thinking about this because a lot of soccer players vacation in Miami in July. That makes no sense to me. Why wouldn't you go to a place like Minneapolis in July, or like, you know, Vancouver or cold weather cities? Like, if anything, these should be reversed. You should go to a warm weather city in December and a cold weather city in June in the Northern Hemisphere, of course. But I feel like there's a lot of places where people go when it's the worst time to be there. Oh, let's go to Minneapolis in February. And not that people are, not that a lot of people are doing that. But I don't get why people come to Miami in July. It's the worst time to be here.
It's a really easy answer, Woody, because they're millionaires and they can do whatever they want, be on a boat, hang out at a penthouse somewhere, and like not have to worry about common things like we do. So there's your answer.
So they're unaffected by the weather is what you're saying?
Exactly. When you're on a boat, when you're on a yacht in the middle of the ocean, it doesn't matter how hot it is. You jump in the water, you come back out, you sunbathe. You know, life's a little different.
I mean, but to Chris's point, right now the feels like in Miami is 104 degrees. We're inside, so I don't feel like it feels like 104 degrees. Mm-hmm. But
we
also
buy this feels like thing always gets a little crazy.
Hmm.
Go on.
That's it. I just, you know, it's like, I don't, I, you know, it's like, I actually think it is what it is. All right. Get this feels like out of here.
Oh, it is.
No,
what
it's
it
because
is.
It, okay. It's the temperature plus humidity, right?
Humidity, schmumidity. All right. Mm-hmm. It is what it is.
That's true. Welcome to the Mystery Crate, by the way. We're going to be joined later by Charlemagne the God. No, we're
not. Why did you tease that? Where did that come from?
To be honest with you, it's because I actually just asked Dan and Stugatz if they wanted Charlemagne the God on the show. So.
And why would they?
Why wouldn't you? You don't want, you wouldn't talk to, if Charlemagne the God was available for Mr. Grey, you wouldn't take him?
I would.
Absolutely.
Still an odd thing to drop in the middle of an episode.
Yeah.
You know what? I figured that because you're involved in the guest booking process. I just assumed this was a guest that had been somewhere rattling around in your head.
Well, I was also trying to kind of get things moving again after the whole humidity schmumidity thing.
It was a bit of a dead end, Chris. Yeah. I also saw that like people want to go to Las Vegas during the summer, which also, again,
who wants
Las
to
Vegas
do that?
In the fall and the wintertime, it's better.
Isn't everyone who has to go to NBA Summer League in Vegas, like, they all complain about it? All the reporters are like, oh, it's so hot.
Reporters
here
will complain about anything, to be fair. It's annoying. True, like, so many people love going to Las Vegas and they build it up, and reporters always find a way to complain about it. Ultimately, if you're going anywhere for work, you're going to find things wrong with it. Yes, it is tedious when you're working to walk through the lobby of the MGM Grand because there's 10,000 people in it all the time, but get over yourself.
Okay, but 8 days in Mall of America, like, justified. Like, you can complain about that.
Really?
I kind of want more Jess doing limited fake reporters complaining in Vegas.
Oh, my God. The Cosmopolitan. I only played one hand of blackjack before I had to go to the next game.
How many days before you got sick of Mall of America?
Half of one. Like, it's just a mall, okay? Like, I made the most of it. I wrote a story. I wrote a blog post ranking all the lid stores in Mall of America that went semi-viral. There are six and a half. Yes.
What does semi-viral consist of, just out of curiosity?
Like 80 retweets instead of 400?
No, like, I can't remember how many page views, but it was like, it led our site for like multiple days.
It wasn't the Carrie Underwood thing, but it was close.
Yeah. It didn't get aggregated by the Today Show.
There was a half a lid store?
Yeah, it was inside a Macy's, I think. Oh, okay. So it was like a, you know.
The old Lids locker room.
Ah.
Yes, yes. But yeah, Mall of America, weirdest place I've ever been. We had to conduct our interviews from like the putt-putt course inside the mall. And then the mall opens an hour before the stores open and people go there and just walk around. Mm.
Do you think the Mall of America's is to the natives of Minneapolis what Times Square is to New Yorkers and what South Beach is to Miamians?
Or
is this
absolutely
like, I don't ever go there even though it's here?
I think so. And we also had to eat like mall court food court food every day, which was like
amazing.
Another thing.
That sounds great.
Yeah, that sounds like a dream come true.
What was the spread? What was the spread over there?
I think I had Chick-fil-A like 7 days in a row.
Did you rank this bar?
What was that?
Three samples, you make the lap a couple times.
Oh, did you do the lap? How long is a lap there? God, I can only.
It's so far. It's like a 3 mile long.
How many food courts do they have?
There has to be more than one food
court.
There's
so. I think I had lunch at like the Margaritaville one day.
Oh,
I think there was
Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, I think I had like a couple lunches at Panera. There's a lot of. There's just so much happening in Mall of America, but none of it is anything I want to be a part of.
Sounds amazing.
Jeez, more people should vacation in Minneapolis.
The other thing that was terrible. So I've heard like amazing things about Minneapolis in normal times, but during Super Bowl week, I was like 22, and this was like my first work trip. So I was like following all the rules and stuff. Like you're supposed to just take the shuttles everywhere and not use a ton of Ubers and spend all the company's money, whatever. So like we could only shuttle from like our crappy hotel to Mall of America, which was like across a parking lot, but it was so cold out that you couldn't walk. So we just didn't get any fresh air for like 7 days, which was part of the horribleness because it was like -8 degrees. And then the mall and the hotel were like 20 minutes away from the actual city where all the Super Bowl stuff was going on. So it was just,
it's like $300 round trip I could get there this weekend.
Ooh, that's insane.
If I scrap SeaWorld, do you think my daughter would be cool with the Mall of America instead of
SeaWorld? I honestly think that your daughter wouldn't mind going to Mall of America. There seems like there's so much to do there.
The little like what's it called? Like roller coaster area looked pretty fun.
Mm-hmm. They have a water park. Is that where Mina did the zip line from?
Wait.
Yeah, yeah. And my Charlotte, my coworker, she rode a roller coaster with Travis Kelce there. apparently his name is actually Travis Kelce, we learned this week.
Ooh.
I don't know if you guys saw that. Everyone's been saying
his
name
wrong.
No, I
didn't see that.
Yeah. Hmm. So anyways, yeah, it was interesting.
Wait, haven't you never been on a roller coaster?
Yeah, I didn't go.
Is Witty Wait, about to tell on. Kelce how to pronounce his name?
I mean, where does that come from, Kelce?
Oh, no, don't.
What
don't
language?
Do that.
What or like Kelce?
It sounds like a nickname
happen?
Stu Gatz would call
it
him, Kelce.
It could be yeah. Kelce.
Kelce.
Kelce. Kelce makes sense. Kelce makes sense. Kelce. Kelsa. But Kelce. 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 Where the fuck does that come from?
Whoa.
Oh.
What do you
say? Travis, agree to disagree on your name.
Okay. Yeah.
That's serious, huh? Wow.
All right, so we're here to do the wheel of topics. So are we
shit.
All ready to go?
We're supposed to have topics? All right.
Yeah.
By the way, mall walkers. What happened there?
Walmart?
That's a real
going to Walmart.
You're saying real Walmart. Thing. Mall walkers is a real thing. Like not just there.
For exercise, yeah.
Yeah, like I used to work at a mall, and when I'd go in earlier, I'd have to like take out the trash or whatever before the store opened. You'd just see people doing laps, and they'd be like in athletic clothing. And especially like in the summer down here in Florida, air conditioned, you can walk around, get like a mile or two in.
I feel like the Mall of America should have like almost like a runner's track. I remember the University of Miami, like on the second floor, there's the runner's track
the
up
Heck
there.
Center.
In the and no, not in the Heck Center, in the wellness center where you like people would go to work out. So it's like basketball court here, and above it, just people running around an indoor track.
Not to take this to cruises, but to take this to cruises. Ooh, that's the worst
thing
on a cruise is the track that kind of goes around on the top deck.
What's
where
wrong
people
with
are
it?
Lounge. Well, it's not so much that bothers me. It's the people that are running when other people are lounging and they're like, get out of the way. And it's like, no, we're on a cruise. You want to run at 5:30 in the morning. It's noon right now. It's pool time for everybody.
Chris, how many times have you gone on a cruise with the intent of exercising and then not exercising?
Nah, I don't. I don't lie to myself.
You strike me as someone who'd hit the basketball court.
Oh,
though.
No, that I was just going to say. I do. Like, I'll hit the basketball hoop. So, like, maybe that'll be my workout. But I'm not, you know, I don't go there intending to work out. Get that out of here.
All right. Do we want to spin the wheel?
They shouldn't have gyms, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah, oh, hot take. Okay.
Do you go to the saunas?
I don't really
do you ever
strong.
Go to the spa, like, first day, pretend to take the tour just to be entered in the raffle and see if you win, like, a free facial or something?
Oh, I know. I don't even know about.
Wow, you're missing out. Yeah.
Love a good facial.
The playoffs have started in basketball and hockey, and there's really only one way that I can enjoy it. For me, drinking Miller Lite while the action is going on makes the game that much more exciting and that much more delicious. A lot has changed over the years, but one thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. So what do you look for in a light beer? Great taste or less filling? For me, it's great taste and less filling. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. A light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right at your door, visit MillerLite.com/crate, C-R-A-T-E. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
So should we spin the wheel now?
Yeah.
Tony, where did it land?
It earlier this week, Team USA announced the final rosters for the...
Whoa!
It landed on Team USA.
Kate Fagan! Now we can tease her. Now we
Kate Fagan was on the episode.
Yes.
I thought I was talking for a second.
I was looking for pop-ups.
No, that was me.
I was like, wait, is that
I
me?
I thought I had unchecked everything on my iTunes.
Gone this episode, wow.
Tony, where did it land?
Kanye West is back?
I guess it landed on Tony.
All right, so it landed on yourself.
Landed on me.
Yeah, the wheel has the six of us, and then you determine.
I saw it was me, so it was,
okay.
So that's why.
Okay, all right, Tony.
Kanye West is back?
Question mark?
Maybe. I know that you guys are musically inclined as myself, and
wow.
Well, I was giving you a lot of credit there, Chris.
That's offensive.
No, I said as musically inclined.
No, I know. I know music.
But why would that be offensive? That's a compliment that we're probably not due.
I thought he was saying you guys aren't as into like.
No,
you guys
he said you are as musically inclined.
Oh, sorry.
Right. So Kanye West is premiering new music at the Mercedes-Benz Dome in Atlanta. And I think that there's a possibility, regardless of what his music has been before, I think this has an opportunity to be an interesting like setup. And I'm excited to hear what the music is going to sound like. They've been saying that the production is light years ahead. He had Katie dancing in the preview of the album. So I'm kind of interested in that.
KD as in Kevin Durant?
Yes, as in Kevin Durant. They were doing like a listening at home kind of thing. And apparently all of the people that were there were saying that KD was getting up and dancing around. So I'm interested to see if we're going to have some semblance of normal Kanye music before this all ends.
Wait, this all ending being like the world?
Yeah.
The world, his sanity. I feel like we've got one good album left with Kanye with his sanity. And then at that point, like, you know, it may be just dust in the wind. But this is like the one last grasp we have of like a regular Kanye album for whatever.
So how disappointed will you be if it's not very good?
Probably pretty disappointed, because I'd think back to all the times that I kept giving him another shot as far as like his music catalog. And it's been disappointing, to say the least. And I think his last like really good perfect album, and the way I think about a perfect album is you can listen one through whatever the last song is in order and not have to skip any songs. And I think that last one was My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, and that was 2010. It's been a long time since he's put out something that's been like just really that good. And I'm hoping that with the breakup, with, you know, all of the stuff of the past 4 years of him kind of like going, you know, through a lot of things mentally.
Running for president.
That's a big, usually that helps your music career, but you know, this time it kind of hampered it a little bit, you know, just a little bit. But I think that if he does flop on this one, it might be just the tombstone in his artistry life. I think it's over. Like the rest of it is downhill from here.
A nail in the coffin? Wow.
Yeah. I feel like it's a nail in the coffin. If you don't put out a banger and you've been putting out all this just craziness into the atmosphere. The interesting part is this, right? He's always been this musical genius, right? He's built himself and other people build him as this musical genius. And at what point does being an asshole and just being misunderstood, quote unquote, move you from being that musical genius to just being kind of like a clown where we all laugh at you? And I feel like that's a really thin line for him, and he's like straddling it at the moment.
I mean, he still makes a ton of money on Yeezys and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, the money's not the point though, Billy, right? Like
he sued Walmart. Did you see that? Because they were selling knockoff Yeezys.
They copied all the Yeezy brand stuff.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's not even money for him, right? Like he's been around money for so long that it's about reclaiming, you know, some sort of throne, even though we're getting to the throes of his career. And it's like, if it ain't now, I don't know.
I just learned that Kanye West and Kim Kardashian filed for divorce. That completely passed me by.
They were married, yeah.
Where have you been?
Completely passed me by.
Wow.
I'm not really a celebrity news guy, so I had no idea.
You had me. Name celebrity couples.
Just off the top of my head.
Ooh, I like this game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we'll see if they're still together.
So Jason Sudeikis and Olivia Wilde are no longer together.
So that doesn't count.
And I believe, was it Harry Styles was involved there? Does that sound right?
Mm-hmm. Kind of, but like,
it's anecdotal.
Yeah, TBD if that was like an actual relationship. I think
we discussed this on the show the other day. John Mulaney and Olivia Munn are together. I guess the better game would be name a star, and then I can try and guess who they're with or if they are in a celebrity couple.
I rescind what I just said about Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde. Turns out they may be engaged.
Wow. Yeah,
I didn't want to correct you on that, but I felt like they were still going pretty strong.
Kind of.
Yeah, they definitely are. I totally don't know what I was thinking.
Isn't Ted Lasso like inspired in part by their massive breakup?
According to his GQ profile, it sounded like he kind of wrote some of himself into Ted Lasso.
That is the one curveball in that show, which is that he's just an incredibly sad divorced dad.
Yeah, that has to be season two. Like they have to tackle this in season two.
Yeah,
because it's the one thing
that is so different in tone from the rest of the show. Even the divorce of the owner and all that, like it makes sense. It's the bedrock of the show. But Ted Lasso being this great uplifting character and then going home and being unbearably sad is just kind of weird.
Real life.
Who is Kourtney Kardashian dating?
This is easy.
Is she still with Tristan Thompson?
This is the one. This is the couple relationship being stuffed down everyone's throat the most.
Right now. Oh, Courtney. Oh shit. Yeah. Sorry, Courtney Kardashian. Yeah. I haven't a clue.
Really?
I haven't a clue. I have no idea.
That is wild.
Who is she with?
Travis Barker. You know him?
Oh, I saw some Travis Barker related headlines, but I didn't click on them. So.
I feel like Jay Cutler in the bathroom yelling at the guy that was next to him, don't care.
Oh, Roy's here.
Yeah, I left to finish my sandwich, so.
Who is Machine Gun Kelly?
Oh, man. This has been in the news, hasn't it? Oh, God. I don't know.
Her name is an animal.
Not helpful.
Even I know, and I don't think it's particularly helpful.
Megan Fox?
Oh, yeah. Hey. Oh, that was a thing, yeah. I also don't know who... what is Machine Gun Kelly known for? I have no idea.
Oh, okay, good idea. Let's guess. What do you think he does?
He's not a serial killer. That would be a bit on the nose. A musician? I have no idea.
He's actually a defense lawyer.
Wow, how about that?
Oh.
What about J-Lo?
She
just recently broke up with Alex Rodriguez. She's back together with Ben Affleck, right? They're having a moment together.
All right, there we go.
All right,
Bennifer,
you're on it, Woody.
Bennifer. All right, you want to spin the wheel again, or do you want to come up with more celebrities?
Let's spin the wheel.
Okay. Tony, where did it land? Not on you.
Kanye.
Roy.
Wow. Oh, boy.
I felt like this is going to happen. All right. So I want to play a little game called Minor Inconvenience.
Oh, boy.
Something that's mundane in your life that kind of caused you a little bit of an inconvenience. And no, this game can't be your answer. So here's my little minor inconvenience. This is my example. The day before, had a little deodorant stick or whatever, and it finally reached the top, the little clip that's holding the actual deodorant, and the clip broke. It broke off. So now I had to grab the little clip without the actual stick, the little clip, and I had to rub the deodorant under my arms. That's a minor inconvenience.
Yeah, I will say that the last bit of a deodorant...
It's a dangerous
game. ...is incredibly, like, wasteful. There's so much deodorant that doesn't get used because it just snaps off and it breaks in a million pieces.
You're grinding that thing down.
Right, you grab like half of it, it's broken off, and you're just like rubbing it directly on. Yeah, it's weird.
Hold on a second. What kind of deodorant do you guys use? Because it sounds like you use like the kind of like white, like drier
deodorant. That's what I use, yeah.
The gel as well. It does.
Not really a gel guy. The gel makes me...
Get the gel out of here.
I don't like the gel.
Really? Tony?
Did you guys, when you were in middle school, participate in the axe phase? Mm. You guys axe body
Everybody
spray
did.
Guys?
No. Everybody did.
That, I was too old for that. So.
It was for a rainy day in like gym.
I definitely had you pegged as an axe girl.
I think I had one in my glove compartment.
Yep.
But I don't think I ever used it.
A little emergency axe.
Wait, Jess, what kind of deodorant do you use?
Just the regular kind. The gel kind is too sticky.
Yeah.
Really?
You use the gel kind, Billy.
It's not the gel kind, like the liquid one, but I use like a speed stick where it's not like the white chalk. It's like, I don't even know how. No, it's not a gel because it's not liquid. There's like the gels that you turn it, right?
The hard gel though.
Yeah. I use that. Yeah, exactly. The hell. That's what I use. But I'll use it and I'll be scraping my armpit to get the last little bit out of it.
Because it gets the plastic, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It cuts to the half where the plastic is, so you're rubbing the plastic on your arm.
I've had to use Band-Aids because I do it so hard, but I just want to make sure to get it all out.
Get these Travelers ones out of my life. They're so small. Like it's like painting with like the little tiny brush. It's like it's the worst.
All right, so Roy, do you want us to do all of our minor inconveniences?
Yeah, you might as well kill some time.
Well, I mean, we're kind of running long, so I don't think we need to fill time. But
yeah. Does anyone have one?
We have to get to Charlemagne still.
I have one.
Oh, Charlemagne probably has one.
What do you got, Jess?
The Apple TV remote.
Ooh, good call.
Seems easy to lose.
The most inconveniently designed thing in my home.
Starting with the fact that it just, if you touch it ever so slightly, your entire entertainment setup turns on.
If you look at it, something will happen. Like the yes. subtitles will come on. You'll go backwards 30 minutes if you just look at it. If you touch it, if you try to pick it up, a different TV show will come on. It will just play a different movie. It is the worst engineered piece of equipment that I have ever used.
Wow. It seems more than minor.
A little Apple, get over yourself. They wanted to. You can tell someone in the Imagineer office of Apple when, you know what would be great? Let's reinvent remote controls. We're really going to change this game because a regular control with buttons, way too conventional. We're going to reinvent this thing. And it is, I agree with you, it's awful.
Click really set a standard.
Yeah, and I like that it's a small remote because it's easy to carry around. Like, I move my TV around a lot so I can just carry it around. It's not heavy and annoying. Mm. But it just, if you misplace it, then it's gone. Like, it just, it's gone. Well, you have to tear up your whole place. Yeah, but if you misplace a regular remote, like, you lift up a pillow and there it is. If you misplace the Apple TV remote, like, it could end up, like, in a completely different dimension.
How many buttons does yours have? Because I'm looking them up right now.
There's only six. Like, there's six buttons. Six conventional buttons, and then the top one is like the scrolling thing.
It's like a trackpad. Yeah, the trackpad though is so sensitive. And like the other annoying thing is that there's no keypad on it, which like a regular remote doesn't have either. But on the Apple TV, you always have to like type in passwords and stuff if you use cable on it to re-authenticate your cable. And so you have to either like speak to it to spell stuff or keep tracking back and forth on the trackpad to type in stuff. It's so fucking annoying.
If you're on the same Wi-Fi network as your iPhone, you should be able to type it in on your iPhone. Mm.
Yeah, but sometimes that doesn't work.
Yeah.
Like, mine just doesn't work sometimes. Yeah, it's bullshit.
On the subject of minor inconveniences related to remote controls, it's impossible to have dark furniture and also have remote controls that are findable. I lose my remote controls just because they blend into the background of my couch all the time. Can't find them. I feel like, you know, you need to have some contrast, either a light-colored remote or a light-colored couch. But if you have both dark, impossible to find.
Do you have a table that's next to the couch that's not your coffee table, like a table that holds like a lamp?
I have a remote control holder.
Mm. Oh, that's good. That's good. That's a good invention.
I started buying like very brightly colored phone cases, and then my most recent phone, I bought a very bright phone just for that reason. Because if I get a black phone or a dark gray phone, it'll just blend in with everything else.
Mm-hmm. I just thought color was your general motif. Like you like loud colors. That's just that's your brand.
Yeah, well, I like colors.
They're nice.
Yeah.
Any other minor inconveniences? Going once.
Kids.
Oh boy.
Oh man. You're an asshole.
Roy, where did it land?
It landed on Chris since he wants to be an asshole.
Wow.
Cody.
I think I have the I'm going to have the crappiest topic today.
Oh.
But
I don't know. Tony's was pretty bad.
Yeah, Tony's
was pretty bad.
I'm going to go with, you know what? I have two topics. Spin the wheel.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
It's already on you.
I have two crap topics. No, I need to.
Pick one of them. Yeah, right.
It's either what do you do with your hands during pictures or people that put this tweet does not represent my employer in their Twitter bio.
And why did you spin the wheel? I mean, you just gave away.
Well, like that's the second. What did it land on?
But which one did it land on?
What do you do with your hands?
Hands.
All right. Here's the topic.
Thank you, Chris.
What do you guys do with your hands in pictures?
Well, I'm a girl, so I feel like my answer is different, but I put it on my hip sometimes.
Because
then you get the skinny arm, but then sometimes I'll also put it like kind of in a pocket, or then sometimes I'll just like put it around someone or hold something like purposely, like a White Claw or like a cup of coffee or something, so that I just have something in my arm because then it doesn't look awkward if it's just like by your side.
Yeah.
You do the pose where you have one leg bent and one leg straight because I've noticed that's a common pose.
That is a thing.
I do that often, all the time. Yeah, I could find many examples right now.
Is it just easy, or do you think like it is the best looking pose?
I don't do it because of aesthetics. That's how I actually stand, and that's why my hips are probably very fucked up. So that is separate from the hand conversation. Okay. I just, you know, I like to like stand on one side.
Yeah, in my experience, the worst thing you can do is put your hand like halfway in your pocket. Either get the hand away from the pocket. Or get the hand fully in the pocket.
You're not a thumb in, resting the fingers out. You don't like it?
To me, that's the worst.
That's like the school picture. That's like the graduation picture.
I'd rather do like a surfer like thing with my hand than like the thumb hanging out of
rather
the pocket.
Hit a cowabunga.
You know what I hate? When people do the point, especially men. Oh, the point. Do the point. That's like so 2014.
That's kind of a celebrity move, though. That's kind of like the celebrity pointing at the person they're taking a picture with, like, hey, this guy.
Yeah. The point is true. It's not cool anymore.
Right. Okay.
I don't like the point.
What about the piece? No pointing. Is peace better than the point? Like, what if I'm like,
Yeah,
it's
my
bad.
Dad does that a lot. Oh. Yeah.
Billy, are you looking at poses? Is that why you're staring at your phone?
I'm actually on Chris's Instagram to see what poses that he does.
I've done them all. No. I've workshopped them all at some point. And I'm telling you, the worst ones are the ones where my hand is halfway in a pocket with the thumb hanging out. Like, I hate that. Good topic.
Yeah.
Going to who?
Your topic.
I'm generally bad with my hands, like, on a normal, like, on a, yeah. Like, I will sometimes be standing in line at, like, a concession stand, and I don't know what to do with my hands.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
This is what my dad does.
He's got the thumb involved.
Oh, wow,
he's got
the thumb involved. Good one. See, I think the piece like as well, that. Like, the peace sign is terrible as well for men taking pictures, right?
I'm telling you.
Even the sideways piece, the upwards piece.
White claw in hand.
It just looks like holding bent. A white claw.
I agree. Yeah. I think that the also answer, bent. The best answer is have something in your hand so you don't have to worry about your hand.
That's right. My move on the dance floor.
Ooh. The drink in hand.
Yeah, and I will often get a dark beer just so that when I'm done drinking my beer, not a, like a dark beer, but like a beer that comes in like a green bottle, like a Heineken or something, so that you can't see that my beer is actually empty and I'm just holding something for the sake of holding it.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Good call.
Yeah.
So
I think that's the answer is hold something.
Drink in hand, also a good accent on the dance floor, right? So you're moving and the drink kind of moves with it.
Witty, you just criticized the cowabunga, but I believe you did that in time.
I did.
During a
again, because I don't know what to do with my hands. This is why this is a gopic. That's a good topic. I don't know what to do with my hands.
We took a
I don't
lot
know where
pictures.
The fuck that came from. I don't know where the cow. I've never done the cowabunga in my life. And I just decided randomly, all right, today's the day for cowabunga.
We took a lot of pictures in Tahoe, and I have that same issue where I was crossing my hands a lot.
When you're the middle person.
What
do
when
you
I was the middle person.
Middle person in a group photo. It's
there's
like
a bunch
like,
of pictures of me crossing
do you do
my
this
arms.
Move where you, it's like, do you
being
exactly.
The middle person is the easiest one. You just kind of like hide your hands.
Your hands are like,
backs.
What am I doing with my hands? I'm just like, hands on my side. It's weird.
I feel weird when people put their arms like.
Because then you feel
around you. And then it's like, do I do the same thing? And I'll give you like an example that you can look up and you guys can analyze together. In the big group picture for freedom at the end of it, there was some of that going on. And I had like an arm around me. And I'm like, do I continue this chain or does this chain die with me? And spoiler alert, the chain died with me. I don't think that I ended up putting my arms around people because I was like, what are we doing? Because I was in the front row. And then I so I slouched down. It was just like a whole, I didn't
me
know
and
what
Greg
to do.
Did a sorority squat in the second row.
Really?
Ooh. I don't know if you guys ever saw that. Yeah. We did like a little sorority squat.
That's nice.
Oh, yeah. Look, there
yeah,
you
that's
are.
That's like a, if you're like bending over, you kind of put the hands on the thighs, like on the knees, and you do like a little pose.
Billy, I'm looking at it here. So Kate Fagan went for the arm around you and the person next to her, but you,
Laura,
you gave it nothing back.
Well, no,
no,
because I
no,
wasn't
Kate,
sure.
No, Kate was only, Kate was only a one arm. She
no.
was not a two arm.
No,
it's around Billy. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
it's
but I was like, does Tom want my arm around him? I'm not 100% sure. I don't think he would have rejected
who's gonna,
it.
Who's gonna get offended?
Chris Cody's doing the peace sign.
telling you.
Who's going to get offended from an arm around, Billy?
I don't know, but I don't want to find out, you know? Like, that's like an awkward thing where, like, you go to do it and, like, yeah, no, like,
how do you know? You might have offended Tom by not doing it, though.
How about
I
that?
Might have, but Tom didn't have his arm around me, you know?
Oh, Roy.
Champagne, see?
Oh,
and Roy looks good because he's got a prop. Right. He's got a prop.
And right. Arm around Stugatz.
See, excellent. In this picture, Ryan Cortez in the bottom left corner just awkwardly has his hands folded. Like, we don't want to be doing that.
Yeah.
Amin also has champagne. Like, he looks kind of cool.
Yeah.
I wish arms folded wasn't so unapproachable, just generally, right? I learned the psychology. Yeah. If you have your arms folded, it basically means it's basically like, get away from me.
Really? Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
That's me.
But I really like arms folded. And cross so I'm kind of mad that that it doesn't work.
Juju has a popper in his hand, and he always looks cool. So yeah. I guess, yeah.
Get a popper.
Yeah. Tyner looks pretty cool also, right?
Yeah, he does.
Do you like a
everybody knows who Tyner is.
It's a lean. You got to have a lean if you're leaning over somewhere, yeah.
You know, I got to be honest with you. I don't mind mentioning people or things that people are like, who is that? Like, I don't know.
Well, yeah, you got to explain it later, though.
I mean, no, I don't. Like, I do it all the time with Gary.
Right. Maybe some enterprising listener will, like, Google Tyner and figure out who that is.
Zach Harper has a cool thing going on where you're, like, leaning your elbow on somebody's shoulder. Yeah,
it's your dad's shoulder.
Yeah, it's my dad's shoulder.
He's also holding a popper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. A lean, an arm around, and a popper.
He might look the coolest in this photo.
That is an elite photograph from Zach Harper.
In that picture, I'm standing right behind Chris, and who I thought was Billy to my right, but Billy's in the front row.
Wow, that does look like Billy.
Right behind Dan. I don't know who it is, though.
I won't mention.
It was the guy that was in the studio.
It was our infiltrator.
It's the infiltrator.
The whole time, I thought that was Billy. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't want to mention the person who looks confused in this picture, but do you find that there are people in your life who are always the confused one in a picture? Like, they're always like, don't know when the picture's being taken. They're always looking off to the side, and you see a picture of them and go, yeah, of course, you're always the one that's always looking off to the side.
No. Wait, look.
His hair looks photoshopped. He looks photoshopped.
You know when I think that happens the most is when you have like five people taking.
Who is that next to him? It's
Gary,
not Billy. Who is it?
The Billy look-alike.
Who is that guy?
Wait, that's not Billy? No. I thought that was Billy. Holy!
I love how we're doing this on a podcast.
This is not a visual medium.
I have to cut this out of the pod. Yeah.
If you pull up this photo,
it's on Instagram.
That's not Billy.
Yeah,
that's not Billy. But who is it?
I don't know what that is.
I haven't a clue who that is.
Danny, right next.
Must have been in the crew.
Spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel.
Chris, turned out well.
Thank you.
Fair play to you. Chris, who did it land on?
Billy.
Oh, wow. Thought we were going to do your other mini topic. So I have like four topics. Which one would you guys like
right,
to talk
wheel,
about?
Mini wheel. Here we go.
B.
Oh, wow.
Four.
You can't see it?
You can't see it? Too small?
I actually have my list of topics up, so I didn't.
Billy's like me. Billy's like me at Subway. It's just so hard to decide. It's like,
well, the thing is that two of them are pandemic related, but I wonder if we're tired of kind of talking about the pandemic, so maybe we avoid those.
Well, the
pandemic is back, so I feel like
Billy, I want your top topic.
Well, which one did the wheel land on?
I can't see. I'm looking at my list.
Can dogs find love?
Wow. That was one of my topics. Do you guys think that dogs can find love? Because I feel bad. We were talking about this off air the other day, and I feel like we're kind of cheating our dogs, right? We're kind of controlling our dogs and not letting them potentially find love, because we go out and we take our dogs for walks or to dog parks or wherever, right? But we never kind of let our dogs go on dates or decide, you know what? Hey, I'm a dog. I want to get dog married to another dog. And then you move into it with each other and you live somewhere else. Like, sure, some dogs mate, right? But do they find love?
You're talking about like romantic love, right? Because we were talking about this in the context of like your relationship with your dog is like a human relationship with a parent. But there's never your dog can't have like a partner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's just what I said, kind of.
Do we think that dogs are capable of that, Billy, though?
Maybe.
I don't know.
They must. They must. Just on the evidence of how dogs get along with their kids, I saw a TikTok the other day of
puppies.
A dog who was whatever. I saw a dog get excited about a movie that came on the TV. Dogs are very expressive and emotional. They must. Love must be in the arsenal.
I've seen dogs at dog parks, and they seem pretty promiscuous. You know.
Well, okay, so I think...
Yeah, dogs are not monogamous.
They seem like they're pretty open.
We definitely know that dogs can lust, right? Because there's a lot of humping going on from the dogs, okay?
Lumping.
But I don't know if... they must. They must have the capacity.
Should I call Ron McGill right now?
Ooh.
Yeah, see if he'll join a Zoom right now.
Not like he has a job or anything.
Okay, well, you do that too. Okay.
I just Googled it. Can dogs love romantically? And it says dogs don't share our notion of romantic love, but as discussed, they do demonstrate love-supporting behaviors of passion and devotion.
I think I disagree. I think that dogs are capable of crushing on other dogs, you know?
Yeah, like in Lady and the Tramp. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you're like, you know what? I like that border collie. I hope that spaghetti border collie's there again today when we go to the park. I don't know what a border collie is.
Nosing at meatball.
Yeah.
Do your dogs have crushes?
They have favorites.
My dog definitely has like little crushes on other boy dogs.
I don't have a dog, so I know.
Did Ron answer?
I just texted him. I mean, I don't know how else to get him quick. I could just call him on speaker.
Yeah, yeah.
See if he answers.
Just tell him, hey, we're on.
Right.
Recording. Tell him I have a question.
What's our actual question? Can they find love with another dog? Is that what we're actually?
Can they fall in love?
Hey, Ron McGill, how's it going? Listen, we're recording. Are you busy? All right, we are recording right now, so you're live on air, and we're wondering if dogs can find love with other dogs.
Romantically.
Absolutely.
Romantically.
You know, romantic is kind of an anthropomorphic term in the sense that, you know, if you're talking about a dog or lighting candles and bringing flowers to another dog, being romantic. But romance in dog world can be anything from, you know, licking her ear to snuggling up against her, you know, collar or, you know, bringing her a bone and sharing food. That could be, you know, classified as romance in the dog world, but they certainly can find love. I mean, it's not strictly a physical sexual connection that drives them to reproduce, but animals can find love as companions also.
They can have crushes.
What about crushes? Have you ever had a dog that's had a crush on another dog?
I think dogs don't necessarily go through crushes. I think they can find companions, find mutual attraction to each other as a companionship, and as the relationship develops, they might find things they dislike about each other. And, you know, that initial passionate companionship.
Ask about dogs break up.
Diminish a bit, but I don't think it's just a crush that just automatically goes away. I think it's a little bit less shallow than that.
How would dogs break up if they were dating?
They fight and bite each other and run away.
All right.
Yes, that's pretty simple.
Sweet. Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Look at that.
That's that, I guess.
You guys ever ask a question and not really want to know the actual answer to it?
I think Jess is pretty devastated that dogs don't have crushes.
I think Willow does have crushes. Like, she sees other dogs that she's friends with all the time. Like, the other day, when she was a puppy, she used to play with this other little boy dog. And the other day, they saw each other for the first time in a few months. And from across the street, they both laid down and started wagging their tails and got really excited. And then they came together and they were like, oh my gosh, it was the craziest thing. They were like hugging each other and like running around and rolling around on the ground with each other. And I was like, I think they are in love, but not actually in love, because I don't think dogs can be in love, but I think they have a crush on each other.
I was going to ask him if dogs are whores, but that was like my next question.
Next him that one.
Insensitive.
He did say they're promiscuous, didn't he?
Yeah.
Or did Woody say that?
I said it, actually.
I said they were lusty. So on this episode, we can tease. We have Charlamagne Tha God, Kate Fagan, and Ron McGill.
Wow.
This is a lineup.
Wow.
This
man.
Is a
Star
lineup.
Studded.
Did Roy Eating make the episode? Okay.
Whoa.
No.
Billy, where'd it land?
Who hasn't gone yet?
Okay. All right.
Chris
so
said that. Yeah.
I discovered this a couple of weeks ago, but the other day, I was doing an Inter-Miami game, and it was delayed due to lightning, so we didn't get out of the stadium until the
hitters.
And so it was one of those days where I've had a couple of bad eating days recently where I just go – I'm trying to do, like, intermittent fasting. I'm trying not to trying to only eat two meals a day, but I was broken because, you know, I'm trying to, you know, be healthy-ish. I feel like I've done well throughout the pandemic to not gain weight, and so I'm trying to be healthy-ish. But I broke the other day. And it was midnight, and I got out of the stadium, and I really wanted some late-night McDonald's. And you know what? I love a late-night McDonald's, but I went to the first McDonald's, which is right by the stadium, which makes sense. A lot of people are coming out. They're probably hungry as well. So that one, packed. So I drove all the way home, got off of my exit on I-95, went to the first McDonald's, 15-car lineup. And I was like, you know what? It's way too late.
You're about to start judging people for eating.
Go to another McDonald's. The next closest one. Line wrapped around the block. And I'm just wondering, One, is McDonald's underestimating their late night demand? Two, why do this many people want to get McDonald's at midnight on a Wednesday? And third, what is the addiction in late night McDonald's that is this much of an attraction?
Weed.
I mean, McDonald's tastes better after a certain time.
But I get that on a Friday or Saturday night, right? You've had a nice time and you go to a Denny's or you go to another fast food joint. It just kind of sops up all the alcohol that you've had. But on a Wednesday night.
Yeah, it's odd.
Like should McDonald's be beefing up for midnight rather than like, I presume, I don't know, maybe they think that their busiest time is lunch or dinner time. But I feel like perhaps they're underestimating the amount of people they should have on call for a midnight shift.
I prefer Taco Bell late night, personally. Never really crave McDonald's late at night.
Do you ever, I have, like, Taco Bell, like, I will get to the point where like, I taste it in my mouth, but I haven't had Taco Bell, like, in a year and a half. But, like, there are times I really jones for it.
What are you asking me? Can I taste it? Like, just
yeah, like, well, like, how often do you get, like, a craving for something where it's like, I can smell McDonald's fries without even being in the presence of them?
I think that happens with McDonald's. Yeah. Those fries, yeah, that smell for me. Roy, what about you?
I could taste the milkshake. When that craving hits, you know, it's time to go.
Ooh, a McFlurry?
No, an actual regular milkshake. Oh, just okay. A regular vanilla milkshake.
Do you ever, with the Blizzard thing from Dairy Queen, they think it's so cool when they, like, flip it upside down and it doesn't fall out? Not that impressive. Cool.
Get over yourself.
It's just like, I mean,
that's not
it's
like a
cool.
That's not a requirement that I have for my ice cream, though. It's not like I need it to be really thick so it doesn't fall out for me to enjoy this. It just seems unnecessary.
Yeah, but you put it in your cup holder in your car, you're not going to want that to fall, you know, inside your cup holder. Although it will melt probably, but yeah, you don't want that happening in your car. So I
the engineer in Marvel.
You.
But I don't put it upside down in my car, so.
Mm. No, it could tip over if you brake hard enough. So you don't want that happening. Mm. Spin the wheel.
Wow, so that went nowhere. I feel terrible. I have others. Do you guys want to talk about USB outlets? Because I've got something on USB outlets.
Sure. Yeah.
No one ever plugs them in right the first time. It's a poorly designed thing.
It is
okay,
weird.
Jerry Seinfeld.
You have a 50-50. You know what? I did a full Jerry Seinfeld 2 minutes on my last flight. There was a USB outlet. Someone went to plug it in. I'm like, hey, you've never plugged that in the first time, right? He
Wait
said, yes, I never have. And the lady next to me said, I've never plugged it in right the first time. We bonded over our inability to plug in USB cables.
On either end. It doesn't matter if you're plugging in.
Right.
Into your computer
exactly.
Or your phone.
So, you ever put the lightning connector in and the phone doesn't take? You got to flip it over? Ridiculous.
Yeah. Horrible form, by the way, starting a conversation on a flight right away. Because then after you share your mutual bond over USB cables, then you have a decision to make.
Yep.
Do we continue this? Do I pretend to fall asleep? Or do we just awkwardly sit next to each other for the remaining like 3 or 4 hours?
But it's also awkward when you go quiet the entire flight. And then like as you're landing, you engage with each other very friendly. And it's like, why haven't we been doing this the whole time? This is like we were so awkward for 2.5 hours and now we're friendly.
Right.
I got to be honest with you. I'm perfectly comfortable with silence. I know that it bothers you, and sometimes, like in meetings, if there's silence, you just kind of like hop in and like throw
not
a,
on a plane
sequitur or something.
I won't talk to anybody on a plane.
I'm more than comfortable with silence. In fact, that's my whole Uber strategy, which has me like a 5-star rating.
You won't even say hi
to break. Oh no.
Oh, you got to say hello.
No. I'll say hello. Then I kind of try to follow the lead of the driver. If the driver wants to start a conversation, I'll carry on a conversation. If we've been quiet the whole time, and I know, hey, you know what? We're getting close to the end of this ride. Perfect time for small talk. We have 2 minutes worth of small talk here. I can handle 2 minutes. We can do this. We both end on a good note. I leave 5 stars for you, 5 stars for me. We all go on with the rest of our day.
What do you start with your small talk? Like, what's your opener?
It all depends. I have to kind of like observe what's going on in the car.
You guys busy this time of year? You busy? You just getting on shift? You getting
off? That's a good one. Yeah. That's a good one that I've done. Stuff like that. Yeah. Oh man, the weather sometimes will come up. I could talk about the weather for 2 minutes at any point. I think I could talk about the weather for 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. Oh man. Oh, I'm busy today. Wow. Yeah. A lot of people. Oh, you're just getting on? No, you're just going to get off? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
That's
yeah.
The, that's the
those are the
right
those
there.
Are the easy ones. And sometimes you look kind of for a point of connection, right? Like if they have something that's displayed, like maybe a flag or like something from a team or something like that. Like, oh, hey, you know, you like the Orioles? Like, no, do you like the Orioles? No, not really. But, you know, I like this team. And then you kind of talk about that and you talk about their team, whatever it is.
Do you ever get the person you're talking to where you can feel that every single part that they're engaging with you is just to get a better tip? They're like, oh, actually, it's been a crazy night. Some lady puked in my car. I had to clean it up. And then I had to drive all the way across town. It's like, relax, okay? Taking me 10 miles, okay? I'll tip you normal. I'm not going to, like, listen to your sob story and tip you more.
Whoa.
Chris is right. Chris is right. 100% people are doing the yes and improv game to make it seem like, oh, yeah. Oh, no, it's exactly what you were saying. There's some people who are full of it. Anyway, Chris, to answer your original question, I don't mind chit-chat at the beginning of a flight because ultimately we're all going to recede into our headphones anyway. Headphones are the great relief. The second you take the AirPods case out and you flip it open, that's basically meaning I'm closed for business. And that's how you get out of it.
Have you ever just kind of like in mid-sentence, like put up a finger and then you put in your headphones and then you put down the finger and you're like done?
No, that would be rude.
That would be
a step too far. I will say though, there will be people who will like start talking to me, and then I got to do like the headphone out thing.
Oh,
and the replacement of the headphone back in is uncomfortable, right? Because like I was in the middle of something.
Do you go over the top? And then, do you go over the top like a jerk? Like take it out and be like, what? Like, really loud.
All right, go spin the wheel one more time. And of course, it's landed on Jessica.
What are the odds?
It's a miracle, actually.
So my topic is actually something that Whittingham wanted me. It was a story he'd like me to explain based off of a TikTok that I posted last night. So obviously, as everyone knows at this point, I'm moving to Miami soon. So I was reminiscing on some of my fonder memories of living in New York City. And one of my more adventurous moments was one day when I came home from the gym early before work and opened my apartment door and discovered that the ceiling in my bathroom had collapsed.
Nice setup.
So, as I explained, I went to the gym one morning and I came home and I opened the door and immediately I knew something was wrong. And it's like 7:30 in the morning. I have to be at work by 9:00. And I opened the door and I nearly smelled like wetness. It smelled like humid in my apartment. So I like peered into the apartment and I was like, oh God, there's going to be a dead body. Like this was the first year I lived in New York too. So I was just like generally afraid of everything, still am. And I like looked into the bathroom and I just saw like debris all over the bathroom. And I was like, oh no, what is this? So then I fully looked into the bathroom and there was a massive hole in the ceiling. You could see all of the insides of the ceiling and like pipes and wood, and there was water everywhere. And then in the bathroom, the bathroom was tiny. There was a toilet and a shower, and there was just like wood splintered all over the bathroom, like right, like in the toilet and on the toilet.
How lucky are you that you weren't there?
Exactly, because it was the one time in my entire life that I took a shower at the gym. Because taking a shower at the gym, kind of a dangerous game. Like staph infection, like the shower, you know, it's like,
seems like you won that game to me.
Yeah. So my roommate was asleep in the other room and slept through the ceiling collapsing, didn't hear it. And I woke her up and I was like, I think you need to see something. And she came outside and we both just started like screaming and like crying because we were like, what do we even do? Like, we can't even like use the bathroom. Like, it was horrible. And I also like in the back of my head was like, I'm going to have to move out. Like, there's no way that I can live here for the rest of my lease because like the bathroom is destroyed. And so it called the maintenance and I was like, hey, the ceiling collapsed in our bathroom. Can you come here? And he was like,
tough day
what?
For the maintenance guy.
And the maintenance guy is like this 60-year-old man. And so he comes over with a broom and a dustpan. And I was like,
you're going to need a bigger boat.
I was like, I think you're going to have to call someone. I don't think this you're going to be able to fix this. And he looks and he's like, whoa, like what the fuck? So I have to go to work at this point. And I'm like texting my boss. I'm like, hey, I'm going to be late. My bathroom ceiling just collapsed. He was like, take your time. So I go to work and I'm like texting, you know, the building management, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, this, like, you can't just, like, this can't just happen, right? Like, there's wood and debris all over our bathroom. I could have been in the bathroom. Like, I could have been in the shower when this happened, because it was right before work. Like, it happened, like, right at 8 o'clock in the morning. And they were like, we'll fix it, don't worry. And I'm like, well, like, what are we going to do if you can't fix it now? Because there's only one bathroom in this apartment. Like, I'm not going to live here if I can't use the bathroom. So I'm freaking out all day at work. I, like, obviously we took videos and pictures of all of this, and we were like, my roommate and I were just like dying, because like, what are the odds that this would happen in our first apartment? And we're both like 22 and also just like extremely clueless, and I still am. And then I get home from work at like 5:30, terrified to see what state my apartment bathroom would be in. And I walk in, it's completely fixed. The wow. ceiling was completely patched up. You couldn't even tell anything had happened. They've repainted the whole thing. They cleaned all of it. It looked completely brand new. And then I had to live there for like a few more months. And every day that I used the bathroom, I was terrified, because there is no way that should have been able to been fixed that quickly. So that was my fondest memory of living in New York.
That's your fondest memory. Wow, that's yeah.
It was all downhill from there.
Yeah. What does that have downhill? To do with TikTok?
I posted the video of it on TikTok, Billy. Oh. That's how Whittingham saw it. And then he was like, that should be your topic today. Wow. And I was like, okay.
That's scary.
Now, let me ask a Stugazian question, which is, should you have pretended like you were in the bathroom and that it fell on top of you and caused a problem? Like, I was kind of wondering that spot, like, how devious should you be? Because in theory, you could have been sat on the toilet while this happened, and that would have been, you probably would have had, you know, the right to some damages, I would
say. Yeah, you should have climbed under the rubble and pretended like it all fell on you.
Yeah, that's a good question, Whittingham. I feel like I'm not good enough of a liar to pull that stunt off, and also I didn't want to go anywhere near the scene.
I would have just left and had the roommate deal with it, I think.
That would have actually been really funny. I don't know what would have happened in that case.
I gotta go to work. Someone else will find this.
Maybe I can. I don't know. I don't know if I could. I don't know if I had the stomach for that, Billy.
6 a.m. to the gym, huh? If you were getting home at 7:30.
Yeah, it was an early morning. First and last time I ever showered at the gym.
Are you a morning gymmer?
I used to be, but now we start work at like 7:45. So, yeah. Anyways. Right.
Tony recently became a morning gymmer, correct?
Yeah. A couple times a year, Tony does it.
Like every right. quarter, I'll really dig into like 5 a.m. workouts, and they'll last for about 2 weeks. And then Tahoe really threw a monkey wrench
in that situation,
because I was like, man, I am like killing it. And then Tahoe came around, and I was like, you know what? We're waking up at 5 in the morning every day. I can't get a workout, so then I got to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Like, so, yeah, I've been slacking a little bit.
Thursdays always do it for me. It's like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we can, like, eat good, maybe get a couple jogs in. Once we get to Thursday, like, I can just feel Friday, and I'm just like, I'll get back to it Monday.
Is it the bowling league? Does the bowling league and the beers there?
Now that I'm bowling on Thursday.
You're in a bowling league?
The bowling? Yeah.
Wow. What? When did that start?
I think we're going into like week 7 this week. Week wow. 7.
By week or what?
What happened to softball? Happened
softball, to I am not currently playing at the moment. Summer, because like with the rain and stuff down here, it's summer leagues in softball suck because you never end up actually playing.
Right. How you been doing?
I'm getting better, man. Started in like the 130s, and my last week, I bowled all 3 games over 160. So wow. We're getting better.
Chris, you're a great athlete.
A grathlete. I'm okay, man. I just like to, you know, play around with different things. I'm not.
I say
great.
That purely out of jealousy. Like
I'm not great at anything.
I saw you hitting bombs on the golf course. I was like, God damn, he's good.
No, Chris, you're great at golf.
No, jack of all trades.
Golf, I am really good at. But other sports, yes. I'm just like, I can hang. Like if we played a pickup basketball game, like I'm not going to be the best guy out there, but I'll box out. I'll get some rebounds. Set a couple picks.
Picks are important.
Roy, why are you waving? Like we can't hear you.
I have a meeting. I gotta leave. Oh. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to cut you guys off.
Well, we've gone like 4 hours, so we should probably end this.
The playoffs have started in basketball and hockey, and there's really only one way that I can enjoy it. For me, drinking Miller Lite while the action is going on makes the game that much more exciting and that much more delicious. A lot has changed over the years, but one thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. So what do you look for in a light beer? Great taste or less filling? For me, it's great taste and less filling. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. A light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right at your door, visit MillerLite.com/crate, C-R-A-T-E. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.